Can I ask your attention? The topic that we speak about is how to encourage our children to make them more interested in academic life. This is very important, not only for academic life, but for spiritual life. We know that the more our kids are interested in study, the more they will be interested also in spirituality. Yani, I remember one of the nice priests told me, when will you repent and stop speaking about academic life and become full-time priest? I told him, believe me that my purpose is not academic, my purpose is spiritual, but of course, it's only through academic life that they become interested in the Lord. There are some points, and yani, I discuss them, and then after that, you can have questions or discussion. Number one, the effect of electronics. The main hit that we receive in this generation with our kids is the mobiles and computer. This is the main hit. What happens when they are young? We enjoy looking at them being quiet, playing with games or the mobile or television, where they give us peace because it's peaceful and we can do anything, and the children are كلهم يعملوا دوشة نحمد دينهم الموبايل يلعبوا بيه أو نديهم الكمبيوتر يلعبوا بيه. Then it evolves more and more, they get more games, get more, and then all of a sudden they become addicted. It is one of the hardest addiction for them, the young age, electronics. The majority of parents, when they say to them, your children may be watching wrong things like pornography, they say, no, no, not my son, no, no, not my daughter. Can I be honest with you and say, almost there is none, there is no one that is not suffering from this. There is no one that is not exposed to the difficulty of pornography. The reason is the curiosity. Something very curious. بيبقوا سنهم صغير قوي وعين يشوف حاجات كده غريبة فما يقدرش. They cannot resist. They cannot resist. فبتبقى النتيجة انه كل شوية يخش على الانترنت ويخش على ويب سايتس صعبة ويexchange. I remember long time ago they used to invite me in the morning assembly in one of the Coptic churches once a week. That's a long time ago. I am Abuna Morris, I can mask in my desk. And while we were praying, primary school kids were watching pornography while we are standing. When the teachers grabbed one of the boys and scared him to death. The teachers are not allowed to hit, but they are allowed to shout. فمسكوا الواد هما اتنين كبار كده, two big people, I'm sorry, sorry. This is long time ago. So they grabbed the boy in the middle and two big people and start shouting. I couldn't take it. So I went to the director and said, this is worse than hitting. Hitting is simpler than that. The boy was about to die out of fear. Then one of the teachers said to me about this. While you, father, were praying and in heaven, they were exchanging and messages between each other. So what's the solution? We cannot stop these things. We cannot. It's a stream. But we have to supervise. If you are a computer man or woman, then you know what to do. If you don't, then ask us. We send to you experts. One of the experts is Abuna Mark. You know Abuna Mark was working with IBM? Barakata. Abuna Mark was working with IBM, and he knows very well. Abuna Augustinus, for example, have a system whereby he controls the internet remotely, even if he's overseas. While he's overseas, he can stop working the internet. So, number one, no computers, no electronics in the bedrooms. Not at all. Only in an open area where mom or dad are there supervising. The screen is in front of us. They are very, very clever in changing the screen as they hear your legs moving. They change the screen. So be careful. There's one organization that are helping people that are suffering from addiction or pornography. This organization is free. And some of our youth are honest enough to go to them. And they told me what they do. They give them a person they choose to be accountable to him. And every single website or YouTube that the person watch is sent, say, to me or to the one that they trust. We can do that. When the kids start begging you to get them mobile at a certain age, they are accepting any condition. So that's your chance. Yes, I'll get you mobile on one condition. Every single website that you visit will be sent to me. They say yeah, because they like to get the mobile. Maybe a bit too late to impose the system on them after they enjoy the freedom. Dictatorship in the young age is not bad. You can't do it when they are 14, 15 years old. They leave the house. But in the young age, they accept it. Rules for the family. How can I impose the rules? Mom and dad agree. So the power of mom and dad together, not one of them. Never do the mistake of tolerating something with the kid that dad doesn't know or mom doesn't know. This is a huge mistake. The power of dad and mom together is much more than double your power. We always say, if your power is, say, 10, and your wife's power is 15, as usual, then together you are not 25. Together you may be 500. When mom and dad together, you add to them the church. If the church is in the picture, then it's big, big power. How, what's meant by the church? Invite a bull at your house. Invite and make rules. We make rules, we sit together, we make the rules. What's the rule? All electronics is from 9 to 10. You receive your mobile at 9, you get it back to me at 10. We write this rule on, we hang them on the fridge, for example. And the Buna is a witness. Do these things, the effect is marvelous. But convince them. Can I share with you a personal story? It happened with my daughter. I hope that she's not here so I can have speak freely. After her mother passed away, I thought that it's unfair not to give her some electronics. So I give her everything. She had a computer in her room and had mobile and had TV. Then it created another problem. The original problem is that she was crying and sad and she cannot study. The other problem, she became addicted to this electronics. So I had a family gathering. All my children, I have 4 boys and 1 girl. And we made a meeting. I'm saying that because I like you to do that, to have a meeting and invite the priest. Or in that meeting, I told them, there's a problem. All the time on computer, all the time electronics, we have to solve it. How would you solve it? Then my eldest son said, take everything out. We don't need electronics in this house. I looked at the second one, Adel, he's very gentle. He looked to the ground. He didn't like to hurt his sister's feeling. But anyway, it ended by all of us agreeing that the best thing is to remove everything. Then I looked at her, what's your opinion? She said, okay. Are you sure? She said, okay. Before she changes her mind, I went and started grabbing all the wires by force, in a way that I'll never be capable to compile them again. She slept three days and nights. She gets out, eat and go back. Go to the toilet and go back. Addiction. It is form of addiction, very clear. The fourth day, she started a little bit of a study. After 2 weeks, she came to me and said, Dad, that is the best decision that you did to me in my life. And as some of you know, that she ended by very, very high ETAR 99.7, and she's doing medicine. All depend on that day that we made the decision to remove electrons. Sometimes when you bring your children to a priest, we agreed, all the priests of San Mark, of trying to convince the kids about that. They agree because they like to perform. And after they agree, make a decision. Witnesses mom and dad and the abuna, confession father, and that's it. Rules of not exposing the kids to electronics all the time. It is crucial in the effect of, you know, when you have two rooms, one room is air conditioned and the other is very hot. You keep switching between the two rooms. You can't stay in the hot room. The hot room is chemistry and physics and mathematics. That's the hot room. The air conditioned is computer game and nice YouTubes and videos. You can't keep switching. They can't. Even if you are in jail, you get used to it and you take it. So once these things are removed from the life of the children by their convincing them, hopefully through the confession father, what about assignments? Well, some of the assignments, really you can download things and have hard copy. Why to study on the screen all the time? You just download the thing and that's it. You don't keep searching. But in case you have to keep searching, then you have to make sacrifice, you yourself, from your own time, and sit next to the boy or the girl. Sit in the same place. Do your job, reading, writing. We cannot enjoy our life with all TV and enjoyment and leave our children suffering in their hard study. We have to share with them. So to have a rule for the house is not hard. Another point that I like to raise with you is the power of the Sunday school. When the Sunday school servant come to visit your kids, give them all the glory. Sometimes we ignore them. Again, they come to waste our time. What are they going for? Don't do that. Say to the kids, it's an important thing that Sunday school servant is coming to sit with you. This is very, very important thing. I recall a story that happened at St. Mark Church a number of years ago, that one of the boys had a difficulty, psychological difficulty, that he doesn't feel, he feels that he's ugly. He's a boy, but he suffered from that. He feels that he's ugly. Why? Because he is a little bit dark and because his hair is curly. He doesn't know that the measures of beauty in Australia are different from the measures of beauty in Egypt. So as the measure of beauty in Egypt, being curly and a bit dark, he thought that he is not nice looking. And that was a horrible psychological disease. He was suffering beyond the limit. And he didn't reveal that to anyone. But he hated his parents. The only reason that he hated his parents is the look. He looked at his dad, the same look, the same dark. He hates him. That's because of you. You know, our kids have different worlds. You don't know. The way they think, very different. And the culture. Every 5 years, the new generation, the generation gap between us and them is hundreds of years. Not they are Anyway, the one that discovered this difficulty is Sunday school servant. One of the Sunday school servants visited this boy, and the boy opened up with him and started speaking to him. And that Sunday school servant, may the Lord reward him, made much better performance than any psychiatric or psychologist. He just started telling him that the history of Egypt and the high achievers from Egypt, and he can do whatever. He changed his life. By the way, this boy now is one of the high achievers. This story happened some 15 years ago. Now he's occupying a very sensitive position in a company. Anyway, I'm just saying that it's good to give the honor to Sunday school servants that they can do marvelous job with your kids. I shift to another point, which is to encourage. Our kids can be very, very much well-performing by encouraging them. Don't use the method that was used with us. I mean, I speak about my generation, that my parents always say to me, you are not doing that, you are not going to perform. This attitude is very bad. They studied the best percentage between encouragement to rebuke to be 4-1. This is a study ratio. It was a paper that based on a lot of study. The ratio is 4-1. You have to encourage 4 times, and the 5th is to rebuke. Like they come from the school with a report that doesn't show good performance. Don't start rebuking. Say that you improved in English. The last report was worse. Speak about how there must be some comment from the teachers that's positive. Pinpoint this positive thing. Speak to them how they are honoring you in the way they perform. How Sunday school servants spoke highly of them. How Abuna is loving them and whatever. 4 times of positive things. Then the 5th, you have to improve. You have to change this. So don't ever forget this ratio 4-1. 4 times encouragement to 1 rebuke or pointing to the weakness or mistakes. Another point that you yourself must understand the system. One of the difficulties is that the education system in Egypt is very different from Australia. So many of the parents do not know what's happening. They do not know how to choose subject. They do not know what's meant by scaling. What's the moderation? Is it good to have kids around me that are performing well, or my child should outperform them? Understand that it's much better for my child to be the last in a very strong group than being the top in a weak group. Because of the moderation and the way it's done. What's the school assessment exactly? How it's counted? Some people say, the teacher gave my child 92. Then the Board of Study sent me that the school assessment is 73. What's happening? You don't understand what's moderation. When you start understanding, the kids respect you and they listen to you. One of the difficulties is that we don't like to pay 10 minutes effort to go to a website about what's meant by scaling or moderation. If you don't, we can run a session. We can choose experts, including myself. You know, I was one of the very early people that was involved in the concept of moderation in Australia in the early 1980s. I was representing University of Wollongong So, of course, the system changed a lot from that day. But I mean that we have people in the church that are very knowledgeable about what's meant by... Abuna Antonius, for example, had a marvelous presentation about how can I choose... Should I choose, for example, advanced English while a standard, based on what? He shows in graphs what corresponds to what and the effort that's needed in advanced compared to the standard. So we can run things like that for the parents. Once you know these things, you can communicate with your child. And the child will listen to you because you are not out of touch. You know what's happening. Sometimes following the kids, what they are doing is very, very important, even if I don't understand anything. I recall something to the memory of my wife, that she supervised my four boys doing four-unit math, and she doesn't know how to solve quadratic equation. It's true. I was shocked how she got. She just said to them, solve that to me, show me the result. The marking is zero or full mark. I don't know the steps. If the final answer is the final answer, you get the full mark. She was the one that runs their performance, how to, and she is not in the area at all. So don't say, I remember when my daughter was doing chemistry, that's my weak thing in my academic life, chemistry. But I found that she really needed a bit of attention. So I went and bought the easiest book in chemistry, which is the dot point, that question and answer. It's not hard for any beginner like me in chemistry that to understand. After 1 week, I killed the first module and started solving questions, and despite that, my background was zero in chemistry. The very fact that I did that made my daughter come and said, Dad, I'll study. Please don't take this effort. It's unfair. Stay in your Psalms and your church. I'll study. She just felt sympathetic about Dad struggling to help in a subject that he doesn't know. The kids appreciate that. In the graduation ceremony, the kids come and say, I'll never forget what Mom did to me. I never forget. You know, a number of years ago, the top in New South Wales was Egyptian, Coptic. I don't know if you know that or not. A number of years, maybe 13, 14 years ago, the top of New South Wales was Egyptian, Copt. He's actually a nephew of Abuna Tadus al-Bakhum. We spoke to him once and said, what's the secret behind that? He said, Mom, what did Mom do? He spent the whole year studying in her bed. He had a wonderful desk, no, Mom's bed. And she was not allowed to sleep. She sits next to him while he's studying. And every 5 minutes, her head drops. Mom, do you need to sleep, Mom? No, son, no. I keep reading next to him the Bible or whatever, but the boy is in my bed. And it ended by him topping New South Wales. He never forget that it's Mom. So it's the feeling. Sometimes we ignore, as if we don't. Is it important, by the way? Some people say we should not pressure our kids. There's a culture, of course, the culture of the third world and the East, and the culture of the Western world. The Western world like people to have round personality, enjoy life, which is very, very good. We have to benefit from that. We have to allow the school to do many things for our kids in sport and music and whatever, in their personality, to be round personality, there's no doubt. But again, the idea of pushing is not wrong. It's not wrong at all. There is no achievement in life without struggle. Let us be honest. The people that think that everything must be only joyful and things like that, look at I used to teach at the University of Wollongong, and we got some Vietnamese kids that came on the boats. They don't know a word in English. And after a number of years, the achievement is beyond the limit because of the dedication. So we have a culture that we should not underestimate, which is to encourage the kids to apply ourselves. But we have to apply ourselves even as parents. I cannot expect from my kid to be exercising self-control, and I myself am not. I'm all the time lazy, watching things, and we need to share with the kids this attitude of doing things for them and for us. Another point is the early start of anything. Some 15 years ago, they invited me to teach mathematics in one of the Coptic schools. The reason was that the money was a bit less, and of course, I am as volunteer, I can save the cost of one teacher. And I went, and they were very nice to me to give me a class of reasonable advanced mathematics. The headmaster teacher once came and watched me just to see who is that strange man in black that is teaching mathematics to kids. They were three-six. I actually taught them at that time circle geometry. And she said, "Father, do you know that circle geometry is three unit mass, year 11? Do you know that this is class is year 6? I said, "My lady, please understand me. I'm not that naive. I understand. Circle geometry doesn't need any background. Then why are you teaching it in year 6? Because test them. This group became the strongest group on earth in circle geometry because they started in year 6. It's like playing chess. You can find the kids in year 11 years old beating a person 50 years old in chess. Why? Because it doesn't need background. You can start from scratch. Some of the ideas in science and in mathematics and in, say, give you an example. Studies of religion, for example. What prevents a person that is 10 years old studying the book of study of religion? There's nothing. What prevents a kid in year 7 to start experimenting with chemistry? Why should we? The early start gives a lot of motivation. When the kid is young and reading things, he's in year 7 or year 8, and he's dealing with books written on it, year 11, or previous exam paper in HSC. You can solve two questions while you are still, say, 12 years old. It gives them motivation. You know that the majority of people in year 6, 7, 8, 9, and possibly half 10, they don't study. The kids do not study in this country. They don't. The only way to study is to push them. I don't like to use the word acceleration because you can accelerate without sitting exam. You can start knowing things. You can expose them to something. We do these things in the church a lot. Some of you may recall that we had here a course in chemistry for year 7, and I said to the tutor, teach them year 11 chemistry, but get some experiments such that they love to see something changing color and burning and things like that. To do that. These kids, I assure you, will live all their life loving chemistry. The early start is extremely important. We are willing in the we have hundreds of volunteers that can teach free. Sometimes we charge minor things to make the thing serious. And usually the money that we get back to the kids in some food or books or photocopier or whatever. So in the church, we don't use it as fundraising for any reason when we run classes like this. So if you are capable as volunteer to help us do that, but the idea of the concept of early start is very, very important. Don't worry about some people will say to you, oh, you are burning the kids, they'll burn out. That expression of burnout is a big lie. Burnout is an expression I don't know how was introduced. It doesn't happen. What will burn them out is their lack of performance. The depression comes to the kids of lack of performance, not because of hard study. Hard study will never burn them. I recall when I came the first week working in Australia, there was an angel that accepted me with no English, with nothing, to work for him in the University of Wollongong. He's an amazing man. And he was caring about us as his children. I was 38 years old or something like that when I started with him. No English at all. So I had to overwork to prove myself. So once he was passing by the university and saw my light on, he parked the car and came to me in my office and said, "Why are you here?" I said, "I'm working." He said, "It's too much." I said, "I enjoy that." Then he gave me a principle in life. He said, "You can work hard as much as possible so long as you are peaceful. This will never affect you. Don't work under pressure. Work under pressure is very bad." So we don't like our kids to work under pressure. We encourage them. We give them something nice. We always say things nice to them. We combine them together as groups that they enjoy. You know, the first group that accelerated mass, one of the first groups, we used to take them to Wollongong Resort Center. And some of the grandparents, Abuna Jonathan's mother-in-law, used to sit there to supervise them, to cook for them. And they used to study there, and they enjoyed, they have bikes, they borrow bikes and things like that. You know what's the result? The whole group are doctors now. They are the ones that started this year, 8 doctors in St. George Hospital, 8 Coptic people. I remember the first day they went to there, started, they invited me to give a talk in the hospital. And one of them said, "Do you remember, Father, that we are here because of you? You started with us 15 years ago, this idea of acceleration." All of them, 8 of them are working, Egyptian Coptic doctors in St. George Hospital. One of them is my son. Yesterday, he booked for me travel. I told him, "Do you need money, or you can consider it from your tithes?" Because you booked for a priest anyway, whether he's with that or not. He booked me travel to go to Queensland on the weekend for a service. I told him, "If you have tithes, then pay from your tithes. If you don't, I pay." Then he said, "Dad, do you know how much I earned yesterday?" I said, "How much?" He said, "Above 1,000. He's 21 years old. It's not money. It's not money. It is the achievement in life. Once you start with them early, you push them on the right track. Now you may feel that maybe too late for me. My kids passed this idea of encouragement. There is nothing too late. However, let us recognize that some of the kids in their capability, they can't. They can't be pushed in this way, but they can be pushed in another way. Like 2 weeks ago, I advised one of our beloved youth to start plumbing, to leave the school and do it with Steve. And one of the other priests told me, "What happened to you? What happened to me is that this boy will be high achiever as plumber. He will be. But he never performed academically. So let us be practical. Like, you can't judge because you are not comparing with others, but accept the advice of experienced people. Accept them. If, for example, an experienced priest that has been working with those all the time, like the 4 priests of St. Mark and many other priests in other churches, if they tell you advice, please take it seriously. Because we know. I know that this boy, when he speaks to his parents, they may hate me asking him to leave the school and do it with Steve. But this boy will be high achiever. He's very technical. His hands are gold. He's very skillful. And academically, he can't. You can't do with him in this. But he has got his talent. So discovery of the talents at the early stage, but always early. Why I like him to start from year 11? Because there's no need to stay in the high school for 2 more years, and then eventually he'll never perform in HSC, and he'll do it in TEF again. Let's start early. So the idea of early start, I stop at that, and if you have any question, and please, if you have experience to share with me answering the question, then please do that. Yes, madam. Well, we cannot. The question is, how would I trust my child if he says I'm not watching computer or something like that?
They're gonna ask you. You don't trust me.
Yeah. The question is that if my child, I tell him, don't use the computer, I say, Dad, you don't trust me. Number one, I say to him that, son, I am 70 years old and I myself are suffering like you. The reality is that the devil is playing with any person, including me, that if I allow myself to watch things, it will disturb me. Number two, let it be done through the priest, because sometimes the concept of the priest doing the decision is much easier. Many, many times it happens as this way. You bring your child to the priest, and the priest sit with him separately in a room. And then we start saying to the kid, it's confession. We all are suffering from this idea of bad sights and temptation and things like that. How about, and waste time, not necessarily sinful, just games. How about if you like to achieve highly that we, they very, very likely agree. Almost every case, they agree with Abuna. Because it comes, why Abuna? Abuna doesn't represent authority. He gives the advice with no authority. So people can take his advice easier because you are not twisting his arm. I have no authority on you. It's just your love. And once they agree, I said, well, let us invite mom and dad and make the commitment in front of them. Do you agree? Some of them hesitate, but some of them agree if they are serious. Then mom and dad will come in, and then we make a decision. Sometimes we write it such that it's not changeable. Then I inform the parents, it's too late now. What can he do? Khalas. We agreed on something. Don't buckle under his pressure. But don't provoke him. Beg him. He come and say, give me the computer. Please, son, give me the computer. I can't. Why? Because I promised Abuna. Get permission from Abuna. Then, of course, he'll shrink from speaking to us. So you implement the thing without provoking him. They become, what can they do? They are angry. We beg them. They are sad. You are bad parents. Okay, we'll pray that you'll accept that. I use the power of prayer. The power of prayer is beyond the capability. I said positive stories. I say to you a negative story, and I end by it. It happened at St. Mark. My middle son, who is now very, very high achiever, but it was in year 9, he was in the Coptic school. And the Coptic school suffered from him to the extent that the director visited me at home telling me, do something for your son. I was praying the mass here, flying out of the joy of prayer. At the mass finished, went outside, and the car was stolen. My wife said, my car has been stolen. I said, your car is the worst car in the area. Why should a thief steal your own car? She said, believe me, I left it here. While we're arguing, we called the police, we don't call the police. All of a sudden, the car came. Driven by who? By my son. How old he was? He was 14. And efficiency beyond the limit. He parked backwards in a very narrow area, closed the door, and said, hi, Dad. I told him, son, do you have the driving license? He said, no. I said, who taught you how to drive? He said, long time ago, okay. Where did you get the key from? I stole it, okay. But your mom has the key. He said, I made a copy. I discovered that a situation like that doesn't need wisdom. Doesn't need psychology. It just need God. So I went in my room and I said, Lord, I am a sinful person. I know that very well. I did many things bad in my history. There's no doubt. Some of you do not know that. But now it's time of repentance. And forgive me. And I made a decision that I never stop fasting until my son will come to apologize. I said that I'm not going to speak to him. And I start fasting. Thanks to the Lord in His mercy, it didn't take him 1 or 2 days. He came knock at the door and said, "Dad, I'm really sorry. These things will never happen again. From tomorrow, you'll find your son different. I'll be a different person." And it happened. He became a different person. Next Sunday, he came, dressed Tonya, put his face in the wall. I looked at him, "Is that my son?" And he ended by topping New South Wales in number of subjects and sharp A, and he's now doing surgery. So when we fail, God doesn't fail. When I am weak, then God is strong. And he gave us a tool, which is too big. If we have that capital in his bank, out of my service, out of my love, he wouldn't let us down. Glory be to his name forever. Thank you very much for listening. If one day you like information about school choice of subjects, scaling, which I've what's meant by moderation, something like that, then we can have something on the board. I can bring some experts with me to explain that thoroughly for anyone that would like to understand it.
Thank you. Before I'm going to pray for us, somebody left their mobile. We don't know whose mobile is that. It's so if it's yours, come and pick it up. And then we have these topics every 2 weeks. So the next talk will be how to raise kids, especially in primary years, to know and love the Lord. So please try and join. We try and announce them every 2 weeks for the